Oh, different surfaces, different types of surfaces. Oh, well, a lot of them are made of sandy, not sandy, but clay soil for bases, and they use lots of sand, and they use stone, crushed stone, mm-hmm. and they use gravel, and they use asphalt, and they use tar, and a tar mix, and they use mm-hmm. concrete mix, and on a number of things. And in this state, they've started using bottles, crushed bottles for surfacing roads.
Really?
The throwaways, yeah.
Ooh.
That's something they're converting a lot of these throwaway bottles to. And tell me that that really, well, that make a heck of a road get slick, but they're mixing that a lot of times.
And what if it's not paved at all? That's just...
Red rock, blue rock, sand rock, pea gravel.
Or if it's not even slick. Rock, it's just...
If there's no road, dirt road.
Yeah. What would you call a little road that goes off the main road?
Trail.
All right, and if you were going from the public road to a road that leads to the man's house, that's a...
Private drive.
All right, and the thing people walk on is the...
Sidewalk.
Pardon?
A sidewalk.
Okay, and I don't know, I guess you have it here. I didn't really notice. Do you have a strip of grass between the sidewalk and the street?
Can I?
What do you call it?
Call it a turf? Or a strip of grass? Mm-hmm. Wait a minute. Do that. Ask that again.
If this is there a strip of grass between the sidewalk and the street?
Between the sidewalk.
I don't know.
Some of them do and some of them don't.
Well, do you have a name for it? Generally speaking, people in the South don't have a name for it.
Grass going between the sidewalk and the street.
In Chicago, they call it the parkway.
Lord, I never heard of it.
Okay. And if you were walking along and a dog jumped out and scared you, you might pick up a...
Rock.
And you would say, I...
I throw it. At the dog or what?
Yeah. Would you ever say another word than throw?
Pitch it.
Or?
Throw it.
Would you ever say chunk?
Or chunk it. Yeah, you could. I don't think that would be right. I'd say you're throwing it. You wouldn't be chunking it. If you're chunking, you'd be pushing it.
Mm-hmm. All right. If you went up to somebody's house and knocked and there's no answer, you say, I guess he's not...
At home.
Okay, but if you thought he was inside, you might say he's...
He's in the bathroom or
okay,
something.
Good.
He's in the bathroom.
That's
can
fine.
You hear me?
That's fine. Let's see. If you were talking about, well, the black liquid that you just drank a cup of was...
Coffee.
And if you were telling me how you liked your coffee, you would say, I like it...
Cream and sugar.
Well, I like it
black.
Yeah. What's another way of saying black? I like it blank milk.
Blank milk.
Blank, fill a word in the blank. I like it milk.
I like it strong.
We're using milk. I like it...
With milk?
Or...
Cream.
If you don't want milk, I want it... If you do want it, you say, I want it with milk. If you don't want it, you say, I want it...
Coffee with cream and milk. I call it cream.
But if you don't want milk, you say, I want it...
I want it black.
Or?
With sugar.
Instead of with, the opposite of with is?
Without.
There you go.
Oh, Lord.
See, that's too easy.
Yeah,
that's the problem.
Without.
Yeah. If somebody's not going away from you, he's coming
coffee
straight.
Coffee without cream, okay.
If somebody's not going away from you, he's coming straight.
To you.
Or another word for that?
Approaching me?
Mm-hmm. He's coming straight.
To me.
Or? Toward?
Toward me.
All right. Then, if you saw somebody you hadn't seen in quite a while and you were telling your daughter about it, you say, I just happened to run...
Into John.
Good. And then, if a child were given the same name as her mother, you'd say they named the child...
After his mother.
Okay. If you wanted your dog to attack another dog, you'd say...
Sick him.
What would you call a worthless dog?
A soup.
A what?
A soup hound.
What does that mean?
Well, he's just worth it. All he fit to do is just eat.
Okay. How about a dog that's a mixed breed?
Mm,